Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday to everyone. Colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletes in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're going to bring it to you, going to bring it hard to you. I have on the line as well on Blog Talk Radio, which is our call-in number, is 347-857-4192. And if you want to share your thoughts, press 1. Or you can be like my friend brother is live on Facebook. My nephew, Dwayne Williams, thank you, my boy, for joining tonight. It's all good. And on the other line, I got the other nephew over here that ain't Smitty, but it's this Tremaine Edwards over here. We're going to get him in here in a minute. We got him live. Now, the web link, if you want to be a part of the show as well, is www. blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproduction. Now, if you want to just go back and check out many of our episodes, use that. Where you go to it, you just go to the Smith Way Production, you'll get a chance to check out over 300 episodes that we have now dealing with all the shows that we're doing. We're just trying to take it to another level, so we're ready to make sure it do what it do. If you want to check us out by email, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. If you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that same opportunity. You can go to @talkingsports with the number one. Then you also @LorenzaDSmith. Then you have @ElliotDarrow with the number one, @TremaineEdwards with the number seven, then @Coach_L_Smith. And you can just be a part of the show, and we're going to just make this thing happen. We have said we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities and high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're going to have an awesome show tonight because it's time to play some football. Now, what they've been doing the last 2 or 3 weeks, we call it football, but we're talking about on Saturday, Southeastern Conference get crunked up. They ain't going to crank it up. They're going to get crunked up, like the young folks said. You get a chance to see the University of Alabama. You see all other teams. Auburn, you know, folks looking forward to it. They have 7 games scheduled. So all 14 teams are going to play on that first weekend, which is a kickoff. Our prayer is that they can get started. They can make this thing happen. So we're going to do it tonight. We're going to talk about some things dealing with each one of those levels, including we're going to spotlight some outstanding players. You know, we got one on the college level tonight and one on the high school level. And we'll make sure to give the right shout-out to those young men because they're excelling or being recognized for doing some things on the field. But without further ado, I want to make sure I share with you all how you can check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. We're also on Twitter, Periscope. You can check us out on that as well. That's Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith with the 1-5. So you got ways to connect with us, and we're so proud to give everybody the opportunity because we're heard in definitely 18 countries, including the United States. But we're really excited about 2 additional countries to the north of the United States and to the south of the United States. We have listeners now we're proud to have for the last 2 or 3 months from the country of Canada. We're so glad to have them on the North American continent. Then we also have listeners in Mexico. So, man, I tell you, we're just trying to make this thing happen right here. This vessel is moving because it's by God's will now. It's nothing to do with what I say, nothing what I desire or anybody else. It's just God said, I want you to bring the voice to everybody so everybody can get something out of it. So we're going to give you something tonight just along with our topic. Our topic is let's play some football, real football, I call it. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk about those topics. Now, we have on the line also, we mentioned that our brother Dwayne Williams, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He's checking us out. And his nephew, that had to give him that shout out, like that nephew. Then I got the other nephew. One day, he might wear the blue and white. None other. That man that hails from North Alabama. He's up in the Huntsville area. And I'm sorry, the Madison County area now, coaching at Liberty Middle School, past coach of Chapman Middle School with 6 girls basketball championship middle school level, 5 boys basketball championship middle school level, and 2 middle school football championship. None other, if we can get a shout out from this young man, Coach Tremaine, they call him the King. Darryl, he gave him that name, the King Edwards. Coach Edwards, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Dr. Smith? Glad to be here. Been missing you the last 2 weeks, Dr. Smith. I'm here, though. I'm here tonight, baby.
Yeah, well, we're going to make this thing do what it do. Now, with the other individuals that join us as well, I won't miss Brother Williams right here because I want him to say something too in a minute. Just give him a minute, but I want to give a shout-out for the other calls we have, and I received a call from one of them just a minute ago, and that's what we call our individuals our high school resident expert. Hails from South Central Alabama, retired with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, none other than Coach Tony touchdown star worker. And he said he's going to join us about 8:30. Got a situation he's trying to deal with down there in Crenshaw County, but he's planning on calling in. We also joining us is the lady of the hour. As soon as she called in, she's been in school trying to get things grinded out. I don't mean just working at school, but going to school as well, trying to make things happen. And none other than our queen, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. And we have an added person, an expert that shared their thoughts in here, and none other than a millennial. And he's from Central Alabama. That's Coach Cameron Gilmer. And last but not least, in regards to those people that join us every show, and that's our resident radio personality. He's known for many. He traveled from the coast of Florida, which is the Gulf Coast, all the way up to Montgomery. From Montgomery over to Troy, and from Troy to Dothan, and he shoot over there where he served the people very well. He's a outstanding member of the Big KD 94.1, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott, our radio personality. Now, let me introduce this young man, because when he jumped in, I had to make sure I get him on here. Cause now, we're going to be kind of balling tonight and talking a little bit about nephew, his nephew. You see the things he's doing, he spotlighted his nephew, spotlighted tonight, none other than who I call nephew, member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We have Coach Dwayne Williams. How you doing, Coach? Look like I'm not getting coached, but I'm gonna spin around here. All right, Coach, how you doing? I'm trying to hear.
I'm doing fine.
There you go. Hey, man, I'm trying a new mic, too, so that might have been the problem. But we can move forward because you can hear me pretty well, so we're going to make this thing happen tonight. We got some outstanding topics. Coach Hilbert, Coach Williams, and, you know, since you're joining us, I want you to kind of jump in because our first topic – relating to Lexington football is dealing with Nick Saban. You know, Nick Saban in our coach's corner has been mentioned in a manner in some eyes negative and some people as being positive. You have many individuals upset in controversy because Nick Saban has decided to support his players and support their social justice call, Black Lives Matter movement. I want to get y'all thoughts on that. I want both of y'all to share your thoughts when y'all talking about that. What's your feeling about it? Why we have so many people in opposition here in Alabama that's supposed to be the fans of the University of Alabama? I guess they're the fans of the University of Alabama, and they're not so much a fan of Nick Saban. As long as he's winning and keep his mouth closed, they are all right with it. But I just want y'all, both of y'all thoughts in regards to that. And Coach Williams, I want to let you kind of jump in here early and share your thoughts because I want to let everybody know Coach Williams, he labored. He went there. He went to the University of Alabama. He's up there running behind that ball for a second for a transfer to Alabama State University. So proud to have him join us tonight. So he know what the challenge is when you get up there at the University of Alabama. None of that. Coach William, what's your thoughts on Nick Saban and how he's receiving this backlash for supporting social justice?
Well, I think sometimes people don't want to see change. And no matter how we look at it, change has got to happen. And all he's doing is me supporting his players. And that goes a long way with his boys going out there playing 100% for him. Because when you don't have the support by your coach, then guess what? I'm not going to play for you. So him supporting his players, he going to get that support back. They go out there and play. But a lot of people just don't want to see change. That's what my opinion is.
Thank you, Coach William. That's awesome. And Coach Edwards, you want to jump in right here and share your thoughts in regards to this backlash that Coach Saban is receiving because of the support of his players who wants to support the social justice issues we're dealing with now, Coach?
Yes. You know, Alabama is still a Republican state. So we're going to have a lot of Republican ways, you know, people say Republican were the people that brought down slavery. You know, they bring that up a lot, that Republicans, you know, bought into slavery. But, you know, it's still a lot of Southern ways that are still enriched in these people. There's a lot of people in backwoods that don't see the light of day. It's a lot of racism that has been hidden from us because it can't get out in the public eye like it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. So, you know, we still see racism, but it's in other ways. So with Nick Saban doing that, it kind of put a branch with the people of color, most definitely. I know he won over a lot of them. But like you said, Dr. Smith, it put a crack in the concrete with the white people. So with some white people, I can't say all of them. But I think Nick did the right thing. Was a big move, big political move. I think he did the right thing. He looked at the culture of his team and looked at the culture of the world. The culture of the world is changing. It's not about seeing color now. It's about, you know, playing ball. And he's letting you know I'm going to support these black kids through all the stuff they're going through in the world. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
That's awesome, man. I tell you, and one of the challenges that we have in this society, whenever change come about, we see as it has to happen, but we want it to be slow change. A lot of things in the state of Alabama have just not changed, whether we want to believe it or not. I was a little bit disgusted. I was talking to somebody recently, and we have to have Black Lives Matter movement just to get people to realize that the injustice that goes along, the inequality goes along with being a people of color. But I sit there and I think about the city of Montgomery, and we want to change a lot of things, but are we ready to change the name of the city of Montgomery? Because if you remember the city of Montgomery named after General Montgomery, and General Montgomery had the river boat going back and forth from Mobile and the Gulf Coast, bringing up supplies up for the comparison. So are you ready to change that? But what we have to understand, some people are deep-rooted in things. Then you take the city of Montgomery again, the city, not the name, but the city of Montgomery, and we have the first African-American mayor excited, but when he stand up there and talk to us in the city chambers, the chambers of the council, behind him he has a symbol of the city of Montgomery, says the cradle of Confederacy. We just can't operate both ways now. We got to either be one way or another. What Nick Saban, let's get back to what he's doing. He's supporting his player, but he's truly, truly been that way. If from the time that I've watched him, even in LSU, even at Michigan State, he always been in support of his players, but he never went to the point that he discriminated. Some people thought that certain players should start over certain other players, but he always said the best man will be out on his field and represent the University of Alabama, Louisiana State University, the Miami Dolphins, and Michigan State would represent based on him doing what we asked him to do, not because of the color of his skin. I'm not going to discriminate and say this player should be starting because of the color of his skin. So at these days, in 2020, we have social justice at its highlight where everybody is working to improve it. He's doing it through his players by marching like they're doing. If it's on campus, they're still showing that they're fighting and want the cause to change. So I applaud him for that. There's going to be controversy because I do listen to one of those stations, and I know Coach William would kind of share this thought with me, but I always listen to Paul Feinbaum. Coach William said he stopped listening to it a long time ago. But I listen to it for a reason. I try to listen and get the tone of what America is because it is, because they're calling in, you know, and they're sharing their thoughts. And they think that's the place to share their thoughts. You know, good afternoon, Montgomery. I listened to it. Yes, we may not agree, but you have to have an open mind to see what's going on. So we're in changing time. For us to change, we got to find out where other people are coming from. So Nick Saban understands that. He knows it goes great because we're going in a heightened time of social justice, and his players and players all over the country is watching him to see how he's going to respond because he's a leader in the NCAA, not on the football field, but throughout all the conferences. Everybody look and see what he's doing, try to follow what he's doing. So if he's stepping up, the young players of color looking at it and say, well, I'm going to go with Alabama. I'm going to sign with that because he cares about us. He shows that he cares. So whatever other people say, what we get out of this is that you have a man that's until he says anything negative, I'm saying he's fighting for the cause just like his players are fighting for the cause. So we're moving forward. But he also said, yeah, it's time to play some football too. You know, we're coming up on Saturday, which is going to be the biggest day in the SEC. I will say in history. And I want you all to kind of discuss that if you have any thoughts about it. The reason why I want to go to that is that this is the first time we actually had major matchups all over the conference. You know, from Florida and Ole Miss, from LSU to Mississippi State, from Auburn to Kentucky, to Alabama and Missouri. Because, you know, the first game is made up of what? Cupcakes. Now you got this first game because we're about 4 weeks behind. We're coming out hard, so it's going to be an outstanding weekend coming up. What's your thoughts on that, guys? How y'all feel about this weekend for the SEC? Pretty much, I would say the conference that has the best schedule in years when they have the matchup of all 14 teams going against each other. What's your thoughts on that, guys?
Well, I would say when you got – if it's the best conference, then now you got iron sharpening iron, as the Bible would say.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can only get better if you play the best.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can know who the best conference is because they're playing each other every week. And we all know that, hey, you ain't guaranteed to win every weekend. You got to go play. So I think – iron sharpens iron, and it just makes the SEC a little bit better than the other conferences.
That's awesome. Get them prepared. Coach Edwards. And we lost Coach. Coach might have stepped away. He might have stepped away, but I hear him coming back. Coach Edwards. Yes.
I'm here.
Okay.
You asked my thoughts about the all SEC Saturday, right?
Yes. Oh, that's a good name for it. All SEC Saturday. Okay, go ahead, all folks.
Big time weekend, Dr. Smith. Very excited. You know, we've been watching football the last couple weekends, but won't no weekend be like this weekend. We get to see the Tide roll, the Tigers clash. The Georgia Bulldogs ball. We get to see all of them, and everybody got top tier games. No cupcake games for no one. Auburn got a big game versus Kentucky. Alabama has a big game versus Missouri. And Georgia has a big game versus Mississippi State. I think that Ole Miss Florida will be interesting, too. Very interesting, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, man. I tell you, because that's what we want. That's the kind of football we want. We want to see the best play the best. You know, you can't sharpen your skills when you're not playing against the best. You can sharpen your skills when you're playing at Citadel for the first quarter. And after the first quarter, it becomes fun for you till you want to stay out there because you're smacking them around pretty good. But when you're going against an SEC team, you know that you got a possibility if you don't come with the real game, you just might lose. And you can't afford to lose when you got all the 10 games, guys. Think about it. If you lose one game, you can't afford to slip up. And we'll have to say that as you will play. We'll take the University of Alabama. They've been on top of it, and then they end up losing that last game of the season. One year it was just one loss, and they won a championship. The next year they end up with two losses because they lost that game, that last game of the season, but they lost one early. So it's important. It's all SEC weekend. We want you to join it. We got certain times for the game. We got at the 11 o'clock hour, we got Florida. It's actually Florida and Mississippi going to be taking on each other in Mississippi at 11 o'clock. Kentucky and Auburn, which is ranked number 8, they're going to be taking on the 23rd ranked Kentucky at 11 o'clock. Then you got Mississippi State taking on number 6, LSU at 2:30. Then you have Georgia and Arkansas joining ranks at 3 o'clock. Then you have Alabama and Missouri at 6 o'clock. Then Vanderbilt and Texas A&M, which is ranked 10th, Texas A&M at 6:30. Then you have Tennessee ranked 16, who's going to be taking on South Carolina. I think that will be the storyline of the weekend. The storyline, listen, because South Carolina got a lot to play for because they're really playing for their coach. And they need to win. Because, you know, that's pretty much a rival, South Carolina and Tennessee. They're right there together. this early in the ball game, it's going to be the storyline for the weekend. And we'll talk more about that on next week. But I want y'all to take an opportunity. I just ran off those games and give some predictions. Tell me what y'all think about the winner. And each one of those games will start out with Florida and Missouri. Coach William, what's your thoughts on Florida and Missouri?
Florida playing Missouri?
Yeah, they playing Missouri. I'm sorry, Florida playing Mississippi. I'm sorry, Florida playing Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm pulling for Florida. Florida got a lot of talent. They got a lot of speed. And I think they bring back a lot of stars. So I say Florida.
Awesome, awesome. Coach Trey?
Florida Gators. Gators up, baby.
Florida Gators. And I have Florida Gators. We're going to go to Coach Trey now on the game between Kentucky. And Kentucky is 23rd ranked. And Auburn is 8th ranked. What's your thought on that, Coach?
Dr. Smith, that might be a trap game, Dr. Smith. All
right.
I know they're playing in Auburn. Auburn offense has to come to play. If Auburn offense doesn't come to play, which I don't think much of Bo Nix. He has to show me something this year. But I think Auburn is in a fight, Dr. Smith, and it comes on at 11 o'clock. So it'll be the first game we see that come on TV early. So Auburn fans, get in your seats, baby, buckle down. Y'all going to be in for a long ride on Saturday.
Okay, well, he sound like he's talking about a pick'em. He's talking about a pick'em on that one. I'm going to go with Auburn myself to win this one. I think they will pull it out because that Jordan Hare, they have a tendency to win that ball game. Coach Williams?
I'm agree with you. Auburn pretty tough at home. Hey, look, they don't lose too many in Jordan Hare. And just being in that environment and you being comfortable, that plays a lot on your psyche and how you go out to prepare.
Awesome, awesome. All right, next game, and I'm going to be the first one on this, and this is Mississippi State and number 6 LSU. Everybody really feel like LSU will win this game. All they have to do is roll out the ball. I think it's going to be a lot closer game. I feel like Mississippi State with the coach that came from Washington State going to have a few explosive weapons. Their wide receivers, one stand at 6'4", the other 6'5". Number 6'3", the inside slot people, 6 feet and taller, and they like throwing the ball. This coach loved throwing that ball around, so I think it was going to be a closer game. But in the end, I think somehow because of LSU have to hold on to being the one that representing last year's championship because they were the champion last year, I think they will pull it out of a very close game. Okay?
Like they say, when you're a champion, you got to be the champion. Hey, they ain't going to go in there and lay down for you.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Hey, in order to say you're going to beat them, you got to go in there and beat them.
Okay. All right. So, Coach, going with LSU. Coach Trey, LSU or Mississippi State?
Like you said, Dr. Smith, game will be closer than expected. I think LSU still has a couple weapons, a couple young guys, young guns ready to go, ready to shoot off. I'm going to go with LSU over Mississippi State.
Awesome. Coach Edwards as well as Coach William and myself. We all picking, we're going to go right behind each other. LSU on that one. Our next game, Coach William, we got Georgia at Arkansas. That's number 4 Georgia at Arkansas.
Bulldogs, they got a Saban coach off his tree. So, hey, Kirby, he's going to go in there prepared, and he's going to have his players ready to play.
Awesome.
So I'm going to say Georgia.
Okay. All right. Coach Trey?
Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia. And I have Georgia as well, so no upset in that game as well. Okay, we're going to start with Coach Trey on this one. At 6 o'clock, in Missouri, and you have Alabama ranked number two in the preseason poll going up in Missouri. What's your thoughts, Coach Trey?
Dr. Smith, very excited about this game. Almost a game I've been waiting on since this summer started. Getting to these mm-hmm. years, this one of the games I was hoping to happen. Alabama got a lot of pieces they have to show people. Offensively, they have to show that they can replace Tua. Defensively, they have to show that they have gotten better. Last year was a young year. I'm very excited for this defense this year. I think this will be our year, ticket year for the defense. Offensively, we have too many weapons, Dr. Smith. Pick your poison. You can die by all of them. The offensive line is outstanding. Receivers are outstanding. Running backs outstanding. Dr. Smith, this is one of the best teams I've seen on paper. Best Bama team I've seen. So I'm going to go with the Tide right here. We're going to roll. I'm going to go a plus 35, Dr. Smith. I'm going big time. Plus 35, baby.
This is called my score. All right, then. I'm coming up next. Coach William will come up next, and I'm going to go with Alabama as well. I think they have too many weapons. This team is very, very, very ready to prove the last 2 years they haven't fell off the mountain, thrown off the mountaintop. And you can't knock them off. And I just believe with just too many weapons, that defense will be flying around. They got the leader back on defense, who I think will help that front seven be a lot stronger now. Then also on offense, I think you're going to see some special things, me personally, out of Mac Jones, as well as the receiving core, as well as the running back core. So it's not going to be so much of the first two running back, Harris and Robinson. Just watch this third one that come in there, who will be the future coming in. And just check it out. So I'm going with Alabama as well.
I'm going to say Roll Tide because they got something to prove. I think last year left a lot of bitter taste in their mouth. And so now, hey, look, they coming out fighting mad because, hey, look, we were disappointed in how we finished the season.
Exactly.
And not being in the playoff, hey, that plays a major part in coming back. And so they got that in the back of their mind. Hey, look, we got something to prove this year. And knowing Dylan Moses coming back, he going to anchor that middle linebacker spot. But we were young last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so inexperience played a lot of part in those losses that we had. But him coming back, along with those guys that are coming back, they're going to shore up that middle where you won't be able to run like you did last year. And okay. Then with all the weapons we got on offense, hey, just peak your poise.
All right, Coach. So Coach has Alabama as well. We're lacking. We keep a little thing going, consistency. Now, let's move to, and we'll go back to Coach. We'll go back to Coach Williams. We got Vanderbilt and Texas A&M. Texas A&M is ranked number 10. What's your thoughts on that, Coach?
I'm going to probably say Texas A&M. Texas A&M, again, they got a lot to prove this year. They've been kind of disappointed in how they play. Most people pick them to win, but then they come out kind of sluggish. They don't play as well, so I think they got something to prove this year, and I think they're going to come out fight.
Awesome. Got Texas A&M, and I'm going to be the next one come up because I'm going to take on truly Texas A&M, even though they lost a lot of players who opted out. They lost a lot of players that are just was so explosive, but now their level of play may be down, but I still think they'll win the ball game against Vanderbilt. So I look to see Texas A&M do the same thing. Coach Edwards, we're looking at Texas A&M and them big boys at Vanderbilt, they're smart boys.
Texas A&M, Coach, plus 20.
Texas A&M plus 20. All right, then Coach giving them scores. And I'll take the last one to start. The last one, that's Tennessee, number 16, taking on South Carolina. I truly think this is going to be a war. This is going to be the game of the day, I feel, where it be closely contested, like we said about possibly Auburn in Kentucky. You're going to have a 11 o'clock game. That's going to be a good one. Then you're going to have that last game of the day, which is at 7 o'clock. And I personally believe that this is going to be an upset because they're closely related, but Tennessee is ranked 16. South Carolina is not ranked at all. I'm picking South Carolina. All right. What was it, Coach Williams? It's on you, Coach Williams.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
All right.
Tennessee, again, got something to prove. And, again, they got one out of Alabama coaching tree.
Yes.
So, hey, he's going to have them prepared, and I think he's going to let his team come out to prove a point. Because Tennessee has been down, I don't know, for the last 3 or 4 years now.
Oh,
so, hey, they got to come up.
Okay, well, that'll work. Coach Tremaine?
We're going to roll with the Vols, baby. Tennessee Vols.
Yeah, roll with the
Vols. We're going to go Vols plus three, Doc Smith, plus three.
Vols plus three. That's Clover, and I stepped away from him right there, so we'll see. It looks to be – it's going to be a good ball game. So that's the roundup. That's a wrap up the SEC in the first week of real football. We said let's play some football. We'll get a chance to see some. Now, moving to a conference, we're going to take about a minute or two or longer. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll get you on the line. You can share your thoughts as well. We'll just actually get your location or name and then offer your expertise. We're going to talk about the Big Ten. And the decision that the Big Ten made back on August the 1st was to not participate until the spring, but after mounting pressure from parents and the coaches and the players and the media, they're saying that they look like they have made some serious mistakes. They also just talked completely about the first black, and I'm going to go to this because that's our fight where we're going to equality, first black commissioner of a Power Five conference, Kevin Warren. They made him look like he didn't know what he was doing. That was a talk. However, they made the decision to start playing on October, what's that, the 23rd and 24th. All right, I need to get y'all thoughts on that. How do y'all feel about that? Saying they weren't going to play on August the 1st, August 11th, can't put a schedule out, then came back and said, we're not going to play. They had a schedule out there on the 11th, they're not going to play. Now they're saying with the mounting pressure, they're going to play because they feel like that one team they have can win a national championship. They didn't want to deny that opportunity. What's your thoughts in regards to the Big Ten trying to get back in the playoff picture?
I want to say in the beginning, I think he was kind of erring on the side of the caution because didn't know where we were with COVID in terms of being prepared to protect the kids. Sometimes you have to it was a hard pill to swallow, but I think he was just really trying to look out for the kids because kids, they need a future. And he didn't want to expose them and then they lose their future. But I think looking at it, going back and changing it, he looked at how the different sports have taken different precautions to avoid COVID exposure. So I think he's more comfortable with playing now because he knows the steps to take to have each team covered.
Awesome, awesome. That's awesome, Coach. Coach Trey, what's your thoughts in regards about the Big Ten deciding to suit up and play so we can get in the championship game with only 8 games? They only going to have 8 games.
Dr. Smith, I told you this a couple of months ago. I think everyone had to react with each other. The Big Ten went out on a limb, and they tried to make everyone else come reflect everybody else's decision, go off of them. And the mother people, the ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC looked at them like, we still playing. And, you know, back then, you know, the numbers were kind of high in the north, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? And we went past them. So what people were looking at, well, you know, Alabama numbers that shot up, Florida numbers that shot up, Tennessee numbers that shot up, Georgia numbers that shot up, why are they still playing? So, you know, I had to talk with you about, you know, if you're going to go to college, you might as well play, Dr. Smith. You might as well put it in perspective. If you got to sit, joker, sit them. But if you go to college, if the college is open back up, you're going to have to consider playing football. I didn't understand the point of going to college, having kids in dorms, and not playing football. That didn't make sense to me. So once they got that on got that perspective of going on, they saw the point. Like, okay, we're gonna go and put a, you know, go and get this thing started. And they tried to rush it, Dr. Smith, because you remember two or three weeks ago, they shot it down because they were trying to go and start up now. But I still think they're gonna come out rusty. Dr. Smith, don't get me wrong, it's gonna be plenty of injuries. It's gonna be plenty of injuries. Joker's been sitting down. Joker's been eating Twinkies, cupcakes, and everything. It's gonna be plenty. I've seen it on the middle school level. I have never seen injuries to the magnitude that I have seen in my life this year, as far as this COVID concern. But on the Big Ten, I think they made the right decision to go and get going. If you didn't get it going, Dr. Smith, they'll be like the Pac-12, like right now on the outside looking in and playing red ball. That's what they're gonna be playing in the spring, red ball.
And we have a lot to look at and try to unpack in regards to the Big Ten. But my thoughts on that is due to the mounting pressure causing them to come back, because the one thing I don't think it had a whole lot to do with testing like everybody said it did. It really didn't have anything to do with testing. It didn't have to do nothing with that the disease, that the thing about on the heart. I don't think it. What I think those epidemiologists were looking at, the president of those universities that are professional doctors, whose doctors looked at when the flu season hit, on top of the pandemic, what situation will we be in? I think that decision was a major decision. It had nothing to do with testing. It didn't have nothing to do with people mounting pressure on them. I think it had, and you got to realize October is the month. And if you notice, they're starting at the end of the month, because normally the flu season hit pretty hard. And the flu season for the Southeastern Conference and the Big 12 and even parts of the ACC is nothing like it's going to be in the Big Ten, based on numbers, because of the weather on top of the pandemic. I think that was what they were looking at. But they see, if we push it back a little bit past toward the end of the month, then we got a chance, might be able to make it through without having a lot of players sick, without teams being in full, because we got a couple of teams already in council. Matter of fact, we got some high schools in council just coming up this weekend because of a test positive and contact tracing. So that's something that really was at the eye. And I think it still has to do, in personal opinion, it's COVID-19. They're thinking they can slip by it, hope the flu season, because they said it wasn't going to hit that hard. But up there, it hit harder than it hit down here. Because we can run the 80s and 75s all the way to Christmas sometime. Just think about that. That's why those boys leave the cold weather to come well to the south. So that's the difference. You can't compare. They can't compare seeing Alabama and ACC team playing and Big Ten playing, saying we can do the same thing. I think they didn't want to be left behind. And it's all centered around when they made the schedule out that Ohio State will be able to get into the place, represent the Big Ten. But I also agree with Coach Edwards said, injury is going to be the biggest problem besides the pandemic. Because you think about when you're starting up now, you're talking about trying to get 8 games in, and it's a possibility they don't have a week. They don't have a room to have 1 weekend to counsel. And I don't think you're going to get in this thing with seven games. They're not going to, but they're making an effort at it to show they're making everybody happy. If it don't work out, it's fine, it didn't work out. So the Big Ten is back in the ball game. The Pac-10 can't get together. Got a lot going on out there. You got with the fires that's going on. Then you got the pandemic. A lot of those states have got major breakouts of COVID-19. They're not going to get it. It's going to be hard for them to get together. So don't look for them to be there. And they probably won't play no spring football anyway. They'll just wait till 2021 to play football. So this is what we're dealing with. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. On Facebook, you can type in some comments. I see a lot of people on Facebook. Type in some comments, share your thoughts. Twitter, we got people joining us on Twitter, as well as on our board on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody's joining us. Share your thoughts. That's what we want to do. Press 1, and I'll make sure on Blog Talk Radio I get you on, let you be live, let you chat with us, share your thoughts about it. All right, we're going to kind of take a giant leap, but I want to do this. I want to spotlight a college player who was recognized during the preseason, even though the school is not going to play till the spring. This young man received preseason honors from Birmingham Southern. He's a star running back from McKenzie, Alabama. That's Robert Chris Schubert. He was named first-team preseason All-American in D3 football. So spotlighting him because he rushed for over 1,800 yards last year playing at that level. And he's bringing a small town, which is McKenna, a very small town, 1A school, mentality of 2A Division III school, and excelling at the highest level. He was also last year nominated for, if I can find my paperwork right quick, he was nominated for the Gaglar Trophy Award. He was a finalist for Division III for the NCAA because he had statistical all-purpose yards. He rushed for statistical high yards in a football game. He broke all the single-season records at his school for rushing attempts and rushing yards. Total offense. Scoring. He did it all at Birmingham Southern. From a little small place called McKenzie School. So wherever you go, you perform at the level, you will be seen. And he's been seen. Stands right at about 5'8", 5'9", maybe 5'10". Got Metcalf thighs. Looks just like his dad. As a matter of fact, his dad is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're so proud to have him as a member of the fraternity as well. So we give that shout out to Chris for his namesake, Robert Schubert. He's junior, and he's making some outstanding thing happen up at Birmingham Southern. And we'll see more of them in the spring. But for those schools in the SWAC, for those schools in the Division III, playing in the spring will be a great opportunity. FCS, give them a great opportunity to showcase their talent without bumping head with Power Five, Group of Five. So we look forward to having an awesome spring coming up because we have the Magic City Classic going to be happening on April the 17th up in Birmingham, Alabama. Won't be in the new stadium, but they will play it in November in the new stadium. That's supposed to be a guarantee right there next to Birmingham Jefferson City Center and close to the Sheraton. You have the protected stadium being built as we speak. So look to have some awesome time this spring as well as this fall. All right, we're going to kind of spread and talk a little bit about the SWAC, brothers. I want y'all to talk about this topic because it made breaking news today. Deion Primetime Sanders is now the head coach of Jackson State University. Guys, what's your thoughts on that?
I'll dive in. Big time move, okay. Big time name.
Prime
go ahead.
Wait on Wayne. Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
I'll say Prime's going to bring some excitement, but at the same time, just him being there going to make those players play a little bit harder. And so with that, he's also going to make some kids want to come there. So I think Jackson State is going to be on the upswing since he's committed to being there as a coach. And just his presence alone and his experience, it's going to play a major part in the development of those players.
Awesome. All right, Coach Trey.
Big time move, Dr. Smith. You know, I look at the name and people, I see a lot of rah-rah and stuff behind it. But what people got to understand is I'm talking about us as black people, are our hardest critics on our coaches. I don't care who you are. Doug, we look at the best of. I look at Reggie Barlow. I look at Doug Williams. At Grambling. I look at Coach at A&M. What's my boy name, Dr. Smith? Before Spady, the one that been there for a minute, won the championship. Played for the Reds. With the deep voice. What's his name, Dr. Smith?
Jenkins.
Guys like that, and I didn't understand that move right there, getting rid of him. You are going to have some down years. My advice for Prime right now, if you lose, they're going to get your neck. They don't care who you is. You can be Prime Time. You can be Jesus. They're going to get your neck. I'm telling you right now. In a HBCU, if you lose the key game, Dr. Smith, I'm going to say this. If you lose against Alcorn too many times, they're going to get your neck. So I'm praying for Prime Time to make this change. And to do better, but I'm a bulldog at heart. We still coming at his head, so we trying to beat him, Dr. Smith. So I can wish for his best over there, but we gotta get him. We gotta take care of beating the Dr. Smith.
Exactly, as both of the individual Coach William as well as Coach Edwards said about splash high. Prime Time is a splash high, and he also filling his staff with some former football players as well, professional, retired football players. So they're going to go out there, a lot of the players that normally Jackson State couldn't get, but they was able to get some. But I think they'll shake up the state of Mississippi. They'll keep some kids at home. So they're going to be quite competitive. But if it's like what you've done for me lately, if you can't come there and bring that winning culture there, they'll quit to get rid of you. They do it at all colleges because – they just changed the coach at Jackson State, and soon there could be some changes at other coaches because some coaches only receive a one-year contract, and they have to win, and they have to beat their rivals and go to the SWAC championship or win the region they're in. So there's a lot going on here. So I'm excited to see Prime Time because it has a new character, a new face to the SWAC. So you have a coach that everybody have seen on television, on NFL Live, on NFL reporting. He also going to do some other things. So I look for some good things to happen at Jackson State. It's going to take time. It's not going to be quick and fast. You got to see what will happen in 3 or 4 years to move forward to make sure we have the right attitude about that. Now, what we want to do, we want you to be a part of the show, 347-857-4192, press 1, and make sure you just offer your thoughts after you press 1, because I'm going to hit the 4 digits and tell you to join us and conversate, and then you tell us your location, and we'll just allow you to chat and talk with Coach Dwayne Williams, Coach Tremaine Edwards, and myself as we talk about these hot topics in the historical black colleges and just Power Five and high school and soon to be pulling some things from middle school. All right, quickly, I just want to run some information. Yes.
I as I listen to you, I'm really kind of proud of Prime. coming back to his roots in terms of coming back to a historic black colleges versus going to a Power Five or Group Five.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we got to help God. And I think his presence coming back going to play a major part. And hopefully it'll drive some of those other players to come back to the historical black colleges to kind of give back to the history.
And that's awesome.
I'm pretty proud of taking that leap and come back and give back.
That's awesome, Coach. Because that's one of the things when we was going through the Black Lives Matter movement, a lot of the athletes, the top athletes in the country, was talking about going to historical black colleges and universities. One of the best top basketball players signed to go to, if I'm not mistaken, Hampton or either Howard. He signed, and you got football players doing the same thing. So having a player and adding a new face to the SWAC like Primetime and the many personalities he have, you're going to see a different kind of look in the SWAC. I think it becomes more competitive because there's realignment coming up in 2021, and the realignment is that you got two additional teams added to the SWAC. We're so glad to have them. We're jumping for joy. We have a Florida A&M University joining us, going to be in the East. We're going to have Bethune-Cookman joining us, going to be in the East. So we'll get a chance to travel down to Florida now like we normally do sparingly from time to time. Each of these schools will get a chance, and they will make up the East along with Alabama State University, Alabama A&M, Mississippi Valley, and Jackson State. Just think about that. Primetime over here with FAMU, Bethune-Cookman, Alabama State, Alabama A&M. Think about it. It's going to be a ball in the East. And it's going to be somebody going to come out to be the beast in the East for the SWAC. And in the West, the realignment over there is your normal people, Grambling, Southern, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Texas Southern, and then you have Prairie View, and an additional team from the East that moved to the West is Alcorn now. So you're going to have a good thing going over there, Alcorn, Southern, and Grambling, knocking heads over there in the West. So the line, realignment, the addition of these teams makes it, then addition of a coach like Primetime, I'm telling you, that's just good for the SWAC. It's a total of now 12 teams, so you're going to have at least 8 to 9 SWAC games or 10 games against each other, and let them pick up one or two extra ones so they'll have 12 games. Then the SWAC will be making good it, but that won't happen until the fall of 2021. The fall of 2021, that realignment come in. All right, the next thing I want to touch on, I want to do my spotlight player for high school. So glad to have an opportunity to talk about this young man. This young man is, I can say I've been knowing him since he was a little boy. And I can say his uncle, who's on the network with us as well, Dwayne Williams, been knowing him since he came into this world. So that's his baby brother, son, and his nephew. This young man, Jarrell Williams, was nominated for Player of the Week in Coastal Alabama. Jarrell is a junior at Satsuma High School, 6'4", 185 pounds, runs a 4.5 40. He has a 21 on his ACT, a 3-point grade point average. In his last outing, Jarrell caught 4 passes for 117 yards, a pair of touchdowns, as the Spartan, which is Satsuma, knocked off number 3 Blunt, 35-13, on Saturday night. So we are so glad to spotlight this young man, and I hope his dad and the rest of the family listen to it, because I did send an invite to Dwight and other folks so that make sure they be able to check it out. Here's Jarrell being spotlighted on our talk show, Talking Sports Plus, and I also provided my vote for him to be the Player of the Week, and cast my ballot, and many others I asked to do the same. So we are spotlighting Jarrell Williams out of the Mobile County area, Satsuma High School, which is the Satsuma Public School System. And he's standing tall, and this is not just his first opportunity to be spotlighted, but he's been going well all through the season. Jarrell, keep on grinding. We're proud of you. And there's a shout-out from Talking Sports Plus. So we're so glad to have it. And Coach Willie, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, it's Saraland.
Oh, it's Saraland? I don't know what I put. I'm sorry. Saraland, not Satsuma. Satsuma, don't get upset with me. I gave y'all a lot of credit there. I don't know why I saw that. But Saraland High School, I'm sorry. That's Saraland High School. And they do have their public school system down there, Saraland Public School System, Saraland High School. So we're going to give them the right shout-out. And Coach Coach Elwood, or either Coach Williams, y'all want to add anything in regards to Jarrell Williams?
Yeah, Jarrell, again, he's my nephew. But what I can say about my nephew, he's one of those humble guys. He doesn't care about the fame. He just want to go up there and play. Since he's been able to play since he was, I think, by five, he's been winning championships. And so his dad is one of those ones that pushes him to get better each and every time. And with Jarrell, it doesn't take much because he wants to succeed. And so not only is he succeeding on the football field, but Jarrell is one of the leading scorers on his basketball team. So he's a two-sport player, and he's succeeding in the classroom. But that's the biggest thing. You got to be a student first, then an athlete. So he's making sure that he's handling the business in the classroom just like he's competing on football as well as basketball for
him. Awesome, awesome. Coach Trey, you want to jump in and share anything in regards to these spotlight players we're spotlighting tonight?
Yeah, that's big time. Anytime you're being nominated as being one of the players of the week, you had to do something big time that week. I want to see him one day. Like you said, four catches for 117 yards. Got to see that. That's big time. That's big time, y'all.
Awesome, awesome. And then you average that out. Four catches, 117 yards. You asked for four catches. You figured it out. That's over right at about 27 yards a catch. Right at somewhere around that area right there, about 27 yards a catch. If not, it might be a little bit because if it was 30 yards a catch for four catches, that would be 120. So he's just three shy of 120 yards. So he's been up there. I've watched him on video. I've watched him when he skied pretty high to grab a couple balls above people. And with that 6'4 frame, he's standing up and being a basketball player, leaping above people, making catches. Miraculous catches in the eyes of some, and he's doing well. So we applaud and recognize Jarrell Williams from Saraland High School out of the coastal region of Alabama. All right, the next thing I want to talk about, and Coach Trey, you kind of helped me out. We're dealing with some games being canceled, Alabama High School Athletic Association game, football games being canceled. We have, matter of fact, five schools is involved with cancellation this weekend. You have from up in the North Alabama area, Hazel Green, because of players either contact tracing or one player testing positive for COVID-19. Wetumpka High School is another school that had to cancel the game for the weekend. Lee of Huntsville had to cancel. And I think the Huntsville athletic director said probably about 10 players, and Coach Edwards will share some thoughts on that. Then we had Jacksonville High School. Their game is canceled for this weekend. If not mistaken, Lee might be canceled for two weekends, which is the 14 days that's normally get into play. And Mortimer Jordan also is Castaneda. That get it right. You know, Baltimore, Jordan.
Mortimer.
Baltimore, Jordan is Castaneda's for this weekend as well. So you see the cancellation because COVID-19 is not going anywhere. Do not be fooled by the number. But Coach Trey, you want to jump in right there and share some thoughts about what's going up, especially up in Lee Huntsville High School.
Shoot, Dr. Smith, you can left off some schools. Right now, up in North Alabama, we have Hazel Green, we have Huntsville, we have Bob Jones, we have Lee Huntsville, and is one more. Dr. Smith, hold on. Let's just go with them four for right now. But Lee Huntsville was initially supposed to play James Clement for James Clement's homecoming, and they canceled. So James Clement is picked up a game. They're playing Briarwood Christian. Bob Jones has canceled for the last 2 weeks. They were supposed to play Florence last week, and they ended up canceling last week against Florence and this week against Auburn. Huntsville and Grissom were supposed to play this week. They canceled that game again. They rescheduled it due to they had racist comments on social media the first time they were supposed to play. So this is the second postponement of that game. That contact tracing is for real, Dr. Smith. We've been affected in the middle school level at Liberty Middle, our seventh graders. We have a kid that the more they integrate these kids in the school, the worse it's going to get. I know basketball season is going to be terrible. We have had a problem all year, and we have 3 7th graders that are quarantined due to a student in the classroom. So it's getting for real now, Dr. Smith. Like you said, they're sliding into schools. And the more they open these schools up, the more contact tracing you will see, the more postponement of games you will see.
Exactly. And that's why we were saying about the Big Ten, they're not leaving them no wiggle room because they got 8 games in 8 weeks. And
yes,
just have 1 cancellation or 2 cancellations or have a week that nobody can play. They will not be in with 7 wins. It doesn't make – they're not going to – I don't care what people say. It's a different year. But you don't have team playing 10 games, 9 or 10 games, and you playing 7 games. No, I don't think that's going to fit. So you got to have room. You got to realize that COVID-19 is still winning at the game. And what we have to do is keep in mind, don't be so – happy to see numbers where they are being submitted to you, and I'm just giving you this from the knowledge I have. The numbers are not down. The problem is that we're no longer testing. We're no longer testing individuals like we did a month and a half ago because of labs. You have the antigen test. That's where you do the nose and the swab and everything. Yes, those schools like the Big Ten going to use it, but the problem is that when it's sent out to the lab, there's some discussion about even when it's not, it goes to the lab. You're getting false positives and you're having false negatives. But just keep in mind the numbers you hear in 400 to 700, you may say from Labor Day, is not real because you're not testing, so you wouldn't know what the numbers are. You're not truly. So keep that in mind. If you know it's going up in these schools up in Huntsville, it's already been in the school in Montgomery because it was in Lee High School in Montgomery 2 weeks ago, but they still went on and played the game because they felt like it was one player that had to test positive, but it didn't feel like he had got caused the infection to be among other people. So we're dealing with COVID-19. It's going to dictate how sports go. The idea was getting it started up. We might make it through. Might not make it through. So the same thing about everybody that's on pins and needles about the SEC. They're saying hopefully we can make it. Nobody else tests positive because they're testing all week so they can play Saturday. If one test, everybody been around, you got to quarantine them through contact tracing. People said, no, you don't, which you probably need to. But that's the talk of the Historical Black Colleges and Universities, Southeastern Conference. We've seen it. We're going to see more coming out. Coach Williams, want to share some thoughts? Well, we're getting ready to get out of here in a minute anyway. Went over standing there, went over about 9 minutes, but it's good to be able to talk sport. Coach Williams.
My thing is, I think with this whole thing, I don't think we as a people are taking it serious, because it doesn't hurt to wear a mask. You see all the time at these football games, nobody wearing a mask, but then you don't want to get shut down. Wear the mask so it not only protects you, it protects somebody else. And I think when we get the notion of protecting each other, then I think those numbers will go down, because people will take it serious in terms of wearing the mask so it can stop the spread of COVID-19.
Awesome, Coach. And again, we do appreciate Coach Williams joining us live on Facebook, and you can do the same thing. All you got to do is press that button, say you want to be, I'm going to send you an invite, just jump on, share your thoughts, be on. I appreciate Coach Williams. But he has an invitation to come on anytime he wants to from this point on. When you're free, Coach Williams, and you're not too tired, join us on Wednesday night. And we get at it every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can be a part of this, and you can be right here. Join in. Be one of the hosts. We don't mind. We add in people. If you got time, you're at home, got a minute, want to stay on for 30 minutes, stay on for 30 minutes. We invite you to every Wednesday night that you want to be here, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. Coach Trey, you got in the last minute thoughts you want to share with us in regards to how y'all have banged around these guys on the football field? How y'all been beating people around up there at Liberty Middle School?
Hey, Dr. Smith, believe it or not, we took a roll one this last week. We played an out-of-conference game versus Florence. Florence beat us up pretty good, Dr. Smith, 35-0. Guys came out there asleep. We was key-keying on the bus, and we got beat to sleep. Good loss. We needed it. Our game tomorrow is canceled due to the weather. So we'll see when they're going to reschedule that. Our season will be finished on next week. We win that. We got to decide the city championship between Discovery Middle. Big time game, big time Madison City rivalry. Whoever wins that game will go to play in the North Alabama championship. So looking forward to that, Dr. Smith. Glad to be on the show with y'all this week, man. I'll see y'all next week, Dr. Smith.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach Trey, as well as Coach William. We had an awesome time. But you know, we had to end this show. Our hashtag for this show and all our shows on the Smith Wave Production is One Life Matter. One Life Matter. That's the hashtag. The second one is Keep On Grinding. And the next one is Communicate for Understanding. And our one we just focus on being responsible. Coach William shared with y'all, wear your mask, social distance, make sure you wash your hand. And definitely stay at home. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're all about. We're here broadcasting remotely, and we're all over the country coming out of New York with our radio station, and we're trying to make things do what they do. But take care of yourself. And I always say to people, if you tell people that you love them, tell your family member that you love, tell your friends that you love them. And if you can give them a virtual hug, give them a virtual hug. You're not bump elbows. A bump knuckles. Let them know that you care enough about them during these trying times. So mentally, physically, and emotionally, we're having some challenges. And it's not over with, guys. So don't think we can just take the mask off and just go on and get back to the old norm. No, we got a new normalcy coming up. Involve masks, stay safe by social distancing. Stay at home and wash your hands. It's been awesome tonight. We look forward to joining you again tonight on Talking Sports Plus. We had Coach Dwayne Williams join us tonight, as well as Coach Edwards, who joined us. So all I want to tell y'all, have an awesome weekend. We don't own the rights to the music, but we look to make sure we can touch the sky when it's, you know, it's a remix of this one. It might be just music, but this is a Kanye West giving some music. So I always tell everybody, as you do the music,
I know it ain't a thing to do about it. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you Monday night.
talking real good. 7:30, 6:30, 8:30. Bye.
And I want to do this and stop this music, even though the music's still going on Blog Talk Radio. I didn't give those people a shout out that took time to check us out on Facebook. Mentioned Coach William Nazil. We have Nicole Davidson checking us out as well out of state of Georgia. Nicole is one of my students at McKenzie, and she's serving our country in the Army. Thank you, Nicole. We have Faye Trentwell Smith. Thank you, Faye, so much. Coach Brian Coleman. Thank you, B. Cole, for joining us down at Central High School in Hainville. We have Latte Pickett. She's the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire. She inspires me. Thank you so much, Latte, and I appreciate you so much for joining us. We also have my fraternity brother out of the that great state of Michigan, none other than the past regional director of the Great Lake Region, none other than Winston K. O'Neill. We call him Bingo. Thank you, Bingo, for joining. And we have our favorite person, Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. She's the true founder, author, CEO of Behind the Mask Ministry. Check her out on Facebook, Denise Stephanie, and if you want to work with her supporting the organization, you can just go to Facebook, Denise Stephanie, that's Stepney. And then last but not least, we have Tara Yvette Jones. Thank you, Tara, so much for joining out of the Birmingham and Jefferson County area. Thank you for joining us so much. We look forward to having you back again. Like I said, good night. I love each and every one of y'all. You give me a shout out. Let me know how much you love me. I keep it with a smile because I'm trying to touch the sky. All right. It's been awesome. So y'all check us out on Monday night. And so,
drop out of baby just to alleviate your clothes. Time to fly about, catch you at the club. Your hips are got me feeling, body talking quick to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then hit your stands, do an 80 on the freeway. Catch me if you can, forgive me, I'm a rider. Still, I'm just a simple man. All I want is money plus the fame. I'm a simple man, Mr. International. Player with a passport, just like a Latin switch. Get you anything you ask for, either him or me. The champagne and the sea, favor of my homies when we floss on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. What my foes need, make some OGs from you don't need. Approaching women with a passion, but a long day. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love the way you're flowing. Time to give it to Daddy Sugar, now tell me how you rolling. I'm a man that you can trust, not just a fool in lust. Coming to get you on the bus, it's so ironic. Exotic on the verge of erotic. I'm hitting switches on misses like I've been fixed with hydraulics. My up and down like a roller coaster. Gonna come inside you, I ain't stopping till the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freaking let you get on top of me. He's a rocket knee, nice full of LSA. A living legend, you ain't heard about them players like the Cali days. Dolores took me, you were fake to me. Instead of trying to help the rock, I wanna take a tease. Mistaking me for Bill Clinton, Mr. Bob Dole. You're too old to understand the way the game goes. You're lame, so I gotta hit you with the hot track. Well, some of these are making me and trying to top that. They wanna get to me, they'd rather see me in my cell. There's different Halloween, a few of us a little tail. Now everybody talking about us, I ain't giving up the very one that taught us all to cut. Come on, tell me how you vote.
Yeah. we gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the money logging out. Come on, come on.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now.
You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? My grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages, with the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot, with a big ass smile like Mr. Hot Pot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now.
Put your middle fingers up in the air. And show a hater you don't even much care. You finna give another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few things. You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life.
A lot to be smiling.
Now we had a good time.